Operation Cyber Guardian is the largest coordinated cyber response from Singapore to date. It involved more than 100 cyber defenders across 6 government agencies, CSA, IMDA, and the SAF's Digital Intelligence Service, DIS, Center for Strategic Infocom Technologies, CSIT, Internal Security Department, ISD, and GovTech, all working in close partnership with our telcos. Operation Cyber Guardian has managed for now to limit the attackers' activities. So far, our attackers have not been able to move deeper into our telco networks. In one instance, they were able to gain access to a few critical systems, but did not get far enough to have been able to disrupt services. There is also no evidence thus far to suggest that the attackers were able to access or steal sensitive customer data from the telcos. It is not a given that the public and private sectors work as closely as they did to implement Ops Cyber Guardian. We have been able to do so due in large part to our national doctrine of cyber defense. In 2020, government agencies came together to author a classified document that outlines Singapore's approach to cyber defense. It guides our approach to capability development and outlines the roles and responsibilities of both the public and private sector in our cyber defense and the actions that should be undertaken during a cyber incident. We have been working on this and practicing our plans for several years, but this is the first time that we have implemented the plan in an actual operation. For a digitally connected country like Singapore, the coordinated approach laid out in the doctrine ensures that we are able to effectively protect our cyberspace with the resources available. But we must also be realistic. Whilst our collective defensive efforts have contributed to containing the attacks so far, we are up against very sophisticated and persistent actors. Some are backed by countries with formidable resources, both in manpower and technology. These threat actors will not give up so easily to regain a firmer foothold in our telco systems. We must also be prepared that our other critical infrastructure, such as our power, water, and transport systems, may be targeted. After all, they are common targets in other countries. In short, the fight continues, and we must all do our part. Our critical information infrastructure operators, many of whom are private companies, play an especially important role. You are at the front lines of the battle against cyber threat actors. Your actions or inaction can determine whether we succeed or fail in protecting our critical infrastructure and our national security. I urge all of you to continue investing and upgrading your capabilities as well as your systems. Leaders, including at the board and management levels, must also take cybersecurity seriously and provide close oversight to their teams. The government will continue to partner you closely in this. We have been organizing cybersecurity exercises like Exercise Cyberstar and CIDEX to improve our readiness and incident response. As shared previously, we have also taken steps to share classified threat intelligence with critical infrastructure operators to facilitate early threat detection and response. But even as we try our best to prevent and detect cyber attacks, we may not always find ourselves in a position to stop all of them. We must therefore be prepared for the threat of disruption. This is also why the focus of this year's Total Defense exercise is on ensuring readiness in the face of disruptions.